The following paid program is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong, and I feel very happy to be back. I've been sick for a couple of weeks. That's why I missed you guys last week. And today, if I got time, I'll share my sickness with you. I have some minor surgery, hemorrhoid surgery, actually, rectal prolapse, and I'll tell you the difference between the two and how I got that, and I'll share you my experience with the surgery, which is not bad, but the recovery, if I did not have my kids to treat me, I would be still in bed for the next couple of weeks. I really know that's the case, and I'll show you how I recover from that. And I'll first answer the question first, and then talk about a couple of news. And I think people today are pretty concerned with the severe acute respiratory syndrome that's happening in Southeast Asia. And I'll show you what are the things that you need to be doing. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about the smallpox shots, which, you know, have killed two people already, the vaccine. Before we do that, let's talk about the goals and the purpose of, I'll repeat that every time. Our purpose on this program is to show that all chronic degenerative problems are curable. Number one is that it's not curable with conventional drug or surgery, which treat the symptoms but never treat the cause. And not only that, the treatment had side effects. There's a side effect plus the untreated underlying problem continue to rot the body, so drug and surgery in most cases cause more harm than good. My treatment is a combination of Eastern and Western medicine. Eastern medicine, the Chinese medicine, are too weak to create any effect. So I use anesthetic injection of acupuncture points plus some nerve blocks to control the symptoms. That's how I can get instant results. I don't make any guarantees. There are people that cannot get better. You know, it's your karma. You know, there are many other causes, such as feng shui, and I'll talk about feng shui today also, and why the respiratory illness is occurring in Southeast Asia. And some of you might remember, I told you about this year, Southeast is the worst sickness area. If you have a front door in southeast part of your house and your bedroom in southeast part of the house, you got to be careful. Okay, the key is treating the symptom on this illness, is treating the symptom and not the cause. You'll never get a cure. Okay, the cause has to do with the mind. So with the illness that, and I'll talk about that, they're trying to find out what virus is causing the illness. The virus is not the cause. Okay. Anyway, we have a guest, a caller. Okay, from the line. Let's get to the caller first. Maria from West LA.
Yes, hi, Dr. Tong.
Hi, Maria. Okay,
welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad
yes.
To hear that you're well now and doing fine.
Oh, are you one of my patients?
Actually, not. I had the opportunity to talk to you. You were so kind that once I called, and it was your busy time during the office hours, and you.
Yes.
You gave me the opportunity to talk to you about a patient that I would like to refer to you regarding a peptic ulcer.
Yes.
And he's bleeding. And if you remember, I told you that
yes.
He's supposed to have surgery.
Yes.
Well, his surgery has been postponed, and we are longing to get the chance to come and see you. So if you can, I'm sure he's listening to through his radio. He's listening to you as well.
Yes.
So if you can explain about this kind of ulcer and the bleeding. The bleeding hasn't stopped, so that's why they postponed the surgery. And I am pretty certain that I know you can help.
I know I can
help. Into alleviating this kind of bleeding, as well as if he has to have this acute surgery, he would be healed then after much easier and much faster.
Yes.
With kind of this convention that you do have, and I do believe in it.
Yes.
Because mind-body works together.
Yes.
And we are a form of energy. I do
Thank
practice
you.
Therapy myself, and I do certainly believe in your work.
Yes. Yes.
So if you can explain a little bit more.
Yeah. Your work and my work are based on the same principle.
Exactly.
Except that my method is a little more get the mind's energy into the body much faster. It's more like, you know, we all believe that traffic jam in California caused riots. Okay? I have a tow truck and you don't. So in case there's a big semi overturn, you will be hard for you to get rid of that traffic jam. So the riot is still there.
I agree.
Okay, bombing out the riot. Okay, attacking the riot, the rioters. Okay, you think the rioters are the cause of the multiple riot syndrome? It's not. It's the traffic jams. Okay, you clear the traffic jams, the society takes over. And there's the same principle that I'll be talking about this. Mysterious respiratory illness that's plaguing the world now. More than 50 people are dying. 1,500 people are affected. And also, what should you do about it? Okay, first, tell us more about where is your friend bleeding from? Where? Which part of their body?
It's right where the intestine is. Right stomach and intestine. They say that they have to cut off like 12 inches of that.
Okay. Then they cut out the symptoms. Okay.
Something
wrong in that area that is making the bleeding.
Yes.
You just remove that. You remove that. You haven't treated the problem. What caused the bleeding? That's kind of foolish, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go to my website. Have your friend go to my website and check on the case of Barbara. She had bleeding ulcer so bad that when she came to me, her hemoglobin was 2 or 3. The normal hemoglobin is 12 to 14. 14 for male, 12 to 13 for female, because you have menstruation. And the lowest that for most chronic people with chronic kidney failure is like 6 or 7 at the most. But below 6 is not compatible with life. So when Barbara first came to me, her face was totally pale, like paper.
I totally understand. I've gone to your site and I've read that, and it's very understanding. At this point, obviously, because of the bleeding, anemia has caused being a problem, because it's like stagnation at liver, obviously.
Yes.
And because of that, I'm sure that with your way of healing,
yes,
you can help to proceed that maybe, if you can, to see how acute it is, maybe
yes,
you can help that he doesn't have to have the surgery, and if he does, he can recoup faster. As you said, the symptom can be removed.
Right.
But, someone
but
who has
cost.
Been overstressed,
yes,
for so long and caused so much of an anger and blockage of energy in his body,
yes,
that cannot just get away after the surgery. And
no,
then obviously, this surgery is a major surgery. So you have to have your body to be available, I mean, have enough energy to be able to recoup that kind of surgery.
So it's double injury. Okay, first you ignore all the emotional trauma that are choked up and bottled up in the body, and ignore all this emotional trash. Okay, that is manifested as physical symptoms. Okay, you ignore that. Okay, on top of that, you're going to drain the real life energy for healing from the surgery. You had no idea how sick I was afterwards. And fortunately, all three of my kids took turn to treat me. And in fact, I was able to play some tennis a couple of days ago.
Bless
and I can tell you, there were 5 days after surgery. I can tell you, I will be in bed for next 3 weeks. I couldn't urinate from the drug they gave me because the pain from the surgery was so bad. They told me beforehand already. Okay,
I do know that because my father had that kind of surgery and took him weeks and weeks to recoup.
Really? Okay. I just kind of take it lightly. I said, "Well, I can handle it. I can handle it." Okay, because I know I can treat it with my treatment. But I had no idea how painful it was. But anyway, let me talk about how to treat your friend. Okay.
Okay.
The very very first thing you need for health is this. Energy from your mind. A body is living. The body changes all the time. The body is really not the master. It's the mind. The best example is multiple personalities, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The same body, but different mind controls it. In multiple personality, if the first person, personality A, had diabetes, and personality B does not have diabetes. Personality A needs insulin. But when B takes over and you give that body insulin, that body goes into shock. Okay? So if the most important thing that controls health in the body is what the Chinese call qi. We don't have an equivalent word for it. The best word for it is life. Okay? A body have life. Food have life. Water have life. Everything have life. Synthetic stuff have life that are contrary to natural qi. That's why genetically modified food, synthetic drugs are all harmful to your body. So the very first thing you do in the repair of a problem in any system, not just as human, is connecting that mental know-how, the mental power to heal. Just like in a company, when you have a problem, you call the mind of the company, the CEO. When you have a legal problem, you call got somebody called legal know-how. We just happen to call it attorney. No exceptions. Any repair in this universe, okay, the first thing you need is the mind. When the mind gets there, symptoms disappear. Believe me, symptoms disappear. And I'll quote cases, or no, just like Barbara. Barbara came to me. She was not listening to me. I know that, okay? She was so out of it because half her mind, her soul, is going away. She was just like an empty shell, and she told me that afterwards,
yeah,
okay?
Like a dispersed energy.
Right. So right away, I connect the mind and find out where the connection of the blockages, okay? I remove the blockage, the mind go back, and within 2 weeks, her bleeding stopped. She had transfusion after transfusion, but she keep bleeding. And the hemoglobin never go above 3, okay? And that's why she was so tired, so sick, and so painful. And so removing the stomach or removing the intestine doesn't do the job, okay? So after you connect the mind, then you find out all the imbalances. You go all the way back to the time that you were born, or even before you were born, okay? All the traumas. You can get trauma before you were born. I was on national TV one time, and a lady had developed a panic disorder. I have two people that cure panic disorder there, but this lady was not my patient, okay? She developed it when she was in utero, embryo. She was an embryo. She was an unwanted pregnancy. Her mom always wanted to kill her. When the mom get mad, and she will pound on the abdomen.
I agree. I do believe in that because, as I mentioned, I do hypnotherapy. And
yeah,
so many
exactly.
Emotional garbage we carry, it's because either past
even
life,
before the birth.
Or
okay.
Even when we are born, we think
yeah.
That we don't remember, but we do. Yeah. But in subconscious mind, we carry
exactly.
That.
Exactly. The subconscious mind is always with us, okay?
But at this point, how do you think, if you can just give a general idea to him, because he's listening, and one thing that in the middle of this conversation, I want to get a commitment from you, if you can, please say yes to me, because I called your office, and because you were out for a while, I know that all your patients have been patiently waiting for you,
yes.
But because I don't want him to do the surgery, they said I cannot get in until May with him. But I would like to get your commitment to say, yes, I can call you back, and you can see him as soon as possible so that he can.
Yes, I'll do that, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. I'll tell you why, okay? I had to look at my schedule because this is like an emergency case, okay?
It certainly is. He's patiently waiting for you, and just because you were out.
Because he's bleeding.
He didn't go anywhere. We are waiting for you.
Yeah, right. See, he's bleeding, you know. You know, you remove the surgery. The worst part of the surgery is drain that chi. When the abdomen opened up, okay, when I was an anesthesiologist, on really healthy persons, okay, you feel the heat and the blood smell, of the blood and heat, no, heating your face.
Exactly.
So that's how people lose all the Chinese call the resource, the battery, your initial charge.
Yes, and because there's so much we are born with it. And
exactly.
And
so
it,
much
we
you're born
with
it.
Okay?
You drain the battery. That's it. Okay. And besides, today's in our food, we hardly have any more qi. So you don't recharge your qi back that fast. Okay?
Exactly.
So the surgery is very harmful. Like right now, I feel kind of weak right now, even though I don't have any pain. Okay, but because the surgery, the pain was very draining, and my treatment was painful, but hardly compared to what the pain from the surgery and also the pain from the urinary retention from the drugs and the surgery combined, and my surgeon and my doctor are my friends. Okay, so they have good intention. They have no idea what the side effects worse than the cure is worse than the disease itself.
Exactly.
Okay, So anyway, I'll try to get him in next week. And I had to look at the schedule, so please call back tomorrow, okay? And I'll tell you what day is a better day for me to see him. It's not very difficult since he already listened to what some of the things I said. I will make it more brief, you know, in explaining the patient next week on the first time, so that I don't waste as much time, you know.
With many blessings.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. Okay. And if anybody have any more questions on what we're talking about, okay, please call in. There's a lot of things that you guys want to know. There are no question that's really foolish. Because a lot of things that we know today is totally misleading. And all these studies, you know, like right now, hormone therapy is no good anymore. Hormone therapy used to be good, then no good, then good. And now it's no good anymore. And pretty soon later on, they say it's good again, okay? But there are no standard to go by, okay? Anyway, let me just talk about a couple of things that on the news. First, about this vaccination that get, honestly, to me, it's kind of scary because some of my patients say that they already set up camps for people who would not take the smallpox shots. Now, I know that they cannot have massive smallpox vaccination. The trial on the volunteers, they never talk too much about the side effects afterwards, except a couple of pictures showing that 2 weeks afterwards, the place is still swollen and painful and so forth on college students, okay? But they kept away all the side effects. However, they cannot keep away from death. There are two deaths from nurses. I know in the newspaper and register I read from March 28th, okay? And both have high blood pressure and they die of heart attacks, okay? So how can a vaccine, how can anything be so good to you when you can kill somebody who is really not close to death? Okay, as I said before, vaccination, putting disease material in a healthy body is foolish to the uttermost extent. Okay, if that's the case, okay, why don't you suggest everybody dump the food, their lunch, the breakfast on the floor, roll it around and put it back on the plate and eat it? That way, you can stimulate the immune system against bacteria, against food poisoning. Why don't we do that? Okay. Why do we put on a face mask to avoid getting the virus in our, you know, in Southeast Asia? Everybody wearing masks right now. Why do we do that? At the same time, then you avoid the disease material in some cases, and then you put disease material in the body and say that you're going to help the immune system. It stimulates the immune system, but you never help it. Just like putting criminals in a society never help the law enforcement. No criminal would help the law enforcement to get rid of themselves. Viruses are very, very smart. They are the oldest veteran in this planet Earth. They are not that dumb, okay? So smallpox will never got on the ground. I can tell you this, okay? Anyway, this severe acute respiratory syndrome, a very, very dumb name, Okay. How is it going to differ from any other acute respiratory illness from now on that are very severe? Okay. They're trying to find out what virus are the causes. Okay. A virus is not the cause of the problem. The cause of any multiplication. The proliferation of microbes, bacteria, virus, AIDS, and so forth, is the same as the infection. It's synonymous with the infection. It's a symptom of the infection. The cause is the underlying imbalance. When you're making the society unhappy for the people, people will go out to riot. If everything is happy, they got food and they're happy, and they don't have to overwork. Right now, our society really overwork. We tax people to death. That's one thing. The government taxing here and taxing there and wasting money in the legal system, wasting money in the medical system, all the billions and billions of dollars of research. Not one single case they will come up that will be compared to what we have been putting out every week for the past 2 years. And before then, I have thousands of cases, okay? But they don't want to know this, okay? Anyway, so when you have overwork, when you make people unhappy, they will come out and riot. When people are not happy, they will not riot, okay? Like I say, in our throat, everybody get streptococci bacteria, okay? They are normal bacteria in a physiological amount. But when we ruin the imbalance, when you eat too much fried food in a hot day, when you're tired, okay, you'll ruin the energy flow to that area. When the energy flow is not there, the blood flow is not there, then the streptococci multiply. A very good example, you know, I saw today this mysterious illness in Vietnam. This lady gave birth to a baby, but the baby was fine. How can that be possible? Okay, the mother contacted the virus, the mother's blood goes through the baby, so the baby had the virus, but baby is not sick. Now the husband stayed in the hospital day and night to take care of the mom, and he is not coming out down with the virus. So the virus, the presence of the virus, so he had to breathe in the virus, but he does not come down with the illness. So it's the body's healing power that count. The breakdown in the healing power is the cause. So we are chasing after our tail to try to find out the virus and hit the virus. That will not work. So get yourself stronger. That's how you prepare for this illness. And this illness, as I say, happened in Southeast Asia. It started in southeast part of China, which is like Hong Kong, Guangdong, and so forth. Okay. That's southeast part. And remember I say in February, we'll talk about feng shui, okay? Feng shui is another way of talking about all this energy flow. In this world, there are five different kinds of energy flows. Fire, wood, water, metal, earth, and earth, metal, fire, wood, water. But anyway, there's five kind of energy vibrations, okay? Like the heart vibrates like fire. So in our human body, we call our fire vibrational thing the heart, which deal with love and joy. And our love and joy energy is not in the mechanical heart. It's outside and it's also flowing into the mechanical heart and open up the heart circulation. Okay, so in the body is a little cosmos. In your family is a little cosmos. In the society, a little cosmo. Because of the earth, the rotation of the earth, and its relation to the big stars. The Chinese also found out that the planets, they name Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and so forth, water star, metal star, wood star, earth star, and so forth. Okay, so those had a big vibration. Now, how did the Chinese find that? They did it through meditation. Okay, and a lot of my learning, a lot of my understanding also came from meditation. And that was when I, in the beginning, when I started learning Qigong, And I have a lot of things that I read that are confusing. It's the meditation, connecting yourself to the mind, that makes things a lot more clear. The more materialistic you are, the more material scientific science, today's science is all material science. That's why it's not accurate. So the more scientific you are today, the less you know the truth. But anyway, this year is the southeast is a bad area. If your front door is located in southeast part of your home, the front door or your bedroom is located in southeast part of your home, you will have more chance. It doesn't mean that you always have it, because there are many other factors too. More chance of having a major illness. And if within your bedroom, your head, okay, is on the southeast part of the bedroom, then you also have more trouble. And the best example is that Korean boy that I'm so happy about. He came all the way from Korea, had four and a half week of treatment, and he was 60% better. He could not read three paragraphs when he first came, and he was able to read 3 hours when he left. But when he went home, I changed something in his room, put him back the bed position. Now he's totally okay. He has sent me many emails saying he's perfectly okay. Now he can read and concentrate like before. And you say you don't believe this kind of stuff, okay, you lose. You know, I didn't believe this kind of stuff, but to know today I look at what is happening, the results, not like scientific studies. But anyway, okay, we are getting close to closing time. I'll tell you something about what happened to me, okay? Well, my problem started out like 12, 13 years ago. I already have a lot of incredible results using a combination of Eastern and Western treatment. I call it NBE, neurobioenergetic treatment. And to explain that, at that time, I didn't know what qi was. The whole idea of Chinese medicine based on qi, okay? Qi from the mind, okay? What's the mind? We don't know. We never learned that from medical school. But anyway, so I start learning a meditation, learning exercise, energy exercise they call qigong. And I was able to get a lot of energy. I was so much more energetic and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start practicing, get all excited. I was able to emit energy. I could move people like 12 feet away from me. And I know that sounds no wacko to some of you, okay, but it's the truth. Anyway, and I decided to use that energy to treat people instead of using needle shots, okay? But that was a mistake. I drained away my life force. And that chronic fatigue has been my problem until recently. I get back a lot of it, but not enough of it. And that was, of course, my rectal prolapse. But anyway, next week, okay, I'll try to continue with the story. Hemorrhoid, rectal prolapse, uterine prolapse, stomach prolapse, all the prolapses is due to the lack of qi that hold up the organ. Okay, I got back a lot of qi, okay, but not enough. So that's what caused my rectal prolapse. But anyway, time is coming up, okay? So I'll see you guys next Saturday, same time, same station, next Saturday. Goodbye.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.
It is another night of airstrikes in Baghdad.